on page 31 in the Maimer Chachma Bina, in order to understand these two kaiches of Chachma and Bina, which is the basis of our entire way of thinking and looking at ourselves and looking at the world, and is the site of our entire Avodas Hashem in this world. The Mechaber is using a marshal of a person who came up with an idea to have a Sefer Torah written in honor of his grandfather. And the Mechaber is showing us the Hishtalshlus from that thought until the Lamaisa of actually going about having it written, the connection to the cipher and so on, from the original Klolis Dika thought all the way down to the Lamaisa. And he went through Agav, even though it's the Maim is on Chachma Bina, he went through the in the Marshal also Chesed Vut Tefes Netzachayit Yisod Malchus. And on page 31, in parentheses, the next to last paragraph, on page 31, where it says Agav Noisef, Armanu she tchilas es noititzut garin harayoin hi chachma. We learned that the beginning of that thought, the hisnoititzut, the first spark of that thought to write a Sefer Torah for the Zayde, that's Chochma. But Hamasabayin Yalkin Sheyesh Da'agi Melech, I mentioned just at the end last week, last second, we were talking for a minute about this. But of course there's a Da'aga, there's a Madrega that's above Chochma. It's very, very sublime. And that's the Etzem HaRotzen, the will, the desire of a person, before it even enters into the mind in that form of a sudden flash of an idea. Chochmah begins with a flash of an idea, with that, like we learned, like that sudden flash of lightning, that comes into the mind. But really, there's a rotzen, there's a will. The will of a person that has to do with things earlier in his life, from earlier lifetimes, things that are higher and deeper even than Chachma. That, of course, is the inyan of Keser, of Kram. Etzem HaRotzen, HaKoyach Sheis Noitzeit B'moyach Shal Nechet Zeh, that there even came into the mind of this grandson that flash of understanding that it'd be good to have a Sefer Torah for the grandfather. That the Etzem HaRotzen, the actual Rotzen to have such a thing. HaKoyach Sheis Noitzeit B'moyach Shal Nechet Zeh, the term Hislabesh B'Rayon HaMugdar, before it became enclosed in any idea, of the Sefer Torah. Lahitzi lapal hachnasa Sefer Torah, before there was any defined concept in his mind of hachnasa Sefer Torah. Harotzen atzma b'sharash ha-nefesh, the rotzen itself, in the root of the soul, Hinei lamalim itam v'das. That's higher than any tam v'das. That's higher than anything of the intellect. It's higher than anything of the mind. Ein tam v'hezbel etzem ha-rotzen. It's not something that could be explained. The rotzen itself, the will, the desire itself. Adam aiser devar ma ki raitzer. A person is doing something because he wants to. Avil ein lei hezbel madur raitzer, but oftentimes he can't explain why. Or he wants to, and he starts doing something, and he realizes that it's important to explain to himself why he's doing this. Even if it's not so important to explain to others, but he has to try to understand it himself, but he knows that the rutzen for this is higher than anything than he could understand, and the explanation was only an afterthought. It was only by way of rationalizing that which he felt that he must do. Etzon haratzon, hu hamakor harishon v'ha'olam l'rayin ha'chachma. The ratzon itself is the first source. It's hidden. But it's that hidden original source, l'rayin ha'chachma, to the idea that's called chachma, to that idea that suddenly bursts into a person's consciousness. Shenoyle b'seichel, u'mimenu hispateh ha'kol. And from chachma, that's that seed from which everything then develops. K'moysha ha'keser yoyshel ha'roish. That's why ratzon is keser. Keser is not the chachma and bina that's in the mind itself. The crown is worn upon the head. It's higher than the head. K'moysha ha'keser yoyshel ha'roish. L'mal mimokim ha'moyach v'ha'seichel. Higher than the place of the mind and of the seichel. Kach hamakor harishon hakodem yikare keser. So too, the makor that's higher than chachma is keser. But that's not what we're going to be talking about. And then this is that the Svarim don't really deal much with that. Kenayde ein ba'olam yoyser maseus kaiches eila. As we learned last week, that there are no other kaiches besides these ten. Besides the ten spheres, again, there's whether das is counted or keser or das in the ten. How to do that? That's not a discussion for now. But these kaiches, with which Hashem created the world, are the ten kaiches of all existence and every single thing that is. Kol rayonis amachshavus shabaolam. Any ideas or thoughts in the world. Kol midas atchunas shababruim. Any characteristics or any midas of any nivra, of anything that exists. Kol diburim or maisim. Any words or actions. Shal hamayin briyais la'ein tachlis. Of the countless briyais that have existed and exist in the world. Hakol klulim b'kaychas eila, v'shiluvim zebezu. Everything is part of the system of the ten spheres, and they're interfacing one with the other. Ein ale admus dover she'en abolu l'pol mihem. There is nothing in the world that is not activated by these ten kaiches. Shivas Eila, the seven lower midas, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisayit, and Malchus. Hamidas Habos Min HaSeichel, as we're learning in Tanya, this we'll talk about in the morning, that are the offspring, the emotions that are the offspring of the three midas of the Seichel, of Chachma, Bina, and Das. Heim shadavad melech heid behem ki l'ashem heima v'bekach ichdom v'mekayram. When David HaMelech said the words that we know, binding and connecting all of the midas to Hashem, when he said l'cha Hashem ha'gedula v'agvur v'hatiferes v'hanetzach v'ahoid ki kol ba'shamayim v'aretz l'cha Hashem ha'mamlocha. Those are the seven lower midas. Hainu, sha'koiches halalu, hinam hanhoges. These are the hanhoges. She'yotzar Hashem esboch bebriya, that Hashem created. V'nosan rishus lebruim l'shtamish b'hem. And He's given all of creation, the rishus, to function according to these midas. Mikan noshuv al ikar ha'maimer. Now let's return to the ikar ha'maimer, which is the kaiches of chachma and bina, page 32. Ha'chachma. Ha'chachma. We learned that Chochma, Kalach Ma, HaChochma, Hagarin HaKoilal VaMichil HaKol, is the seed that includes and contains everything in it. It's the Kalach of Ma. That first thought of having a Hachnosa Sefer Torah would cover the grandfather, that already had in it, that first thought had in it the everything was already there, really, the writing of the Sefer, the hiring of the Sefer, the writing, the party, the food, everything was already somehow in that first garin, that seed. Just like whatever the tree could become and all the fruit that's ever going to come from that tree, it's all in the seed. And just like with the child, it's all in that seed, whatever will develop in that child's life. So in Chochma, it's the garim sakol v'mechil hakol, hu kayach shel klolius kol ha-pratim sheterem hispartu. It's that koach of all of the pratim, of all of the details, of everything, all together, before they've been separated and divided into the recognizable and discernible details of the picture. Habina, as we learned, Bina, hi koach shel pirut upirut. Bina is the koach of separating, defining, separating, categorizing. Hafroda sa'inin l'chalakim, dividing the big picture that has everything in it, dividing it into different parts. V'spartusai ba'ofen ma'isi. So that now, through this division into the parts, into the components, pieces and parts, it will lead to the lamaisa of this idea which was abstract in that state of Chochma. Nuchel ha'mshilon l'shtei koiches sheyesh ba'adam. The Svarim help us to understand Chochma and Bina by referring to two koiches that we have in our physical lives. Ri'iya u'shmiya, seeing and hearing. B'koyach ha'ri'iya, with the koyach of seeing, mekifa ha'ayin t'muna klolis, b'ilas alfei pratim. When a person looks at something, he looks at it at one time, when a person sees something, he sees it in its entirety. So when I lift up my eyes and I look and I see Ezra, so I see this friend of mine. And even Ezra has all the different parts of Ezra and their thoughts and feelings and all the years and so on and so forth. And the mishpacha and the business, v'chul, something in sick. So, but when I look at Ezra, I don't look at the pratim. I look and I see, oh, that's Ezra. When you come to your house, you know, that's my house. Even though the house has in it thousands of pratalach, all different things, appliances and pieces and parts and stuff and junk and svarma and all that, and food and children. I'm not giving the order of chashivas here. And all of these things are in the house, but I'm coming home. I'm going home. Home is a klalistika thing. And when you look at something, you look at it it's in its entirety. You don't look at it and its pieces and the parts. You look at it in the cloud. Let's say you see something. Mikifa ha'ayin, the eye surveys. It surveys. It looks at things. The eye sees things in a broad, big way. Tumuna klolis, balas alfei pratim, even though there are thousands and thousands of details. Nitzav adam mul naif marhiv umispoil. A person stands, let's say, on a mountain, and he sees a magnificent scenery, and he's spoiled from that, from seeing this beautiful place, wherever he's standing, in Svas, and he looks out, and he sees from Svas, and looks at the mountains, and he's spoiled from that. L'chshitishalayu mara, if you ask the person, what are you spoiled from, what did you see? Yan a million klolius. He'll answer in using general terms. Pilei habriya. I saw wonders of creation. Naif martit, a fantastic view. L'chshetefaret esmash enigla l'neged einav. When you begin to specify that which his eyes had seen, v'hifm esruche, and cause such an uproar within him, tavchin kimilois haraklolius, and of course, you'll come to the conclusion that his general words, oh, I saw what a world Hashem made, beautiful mountains I saw. That once we dissect these words, then of course we'll see how these words are very, very general and broad terms. But Nechila is Pratim Rab. It contained many, many Pratim, many details. Could be it was Yam and Ocean, the Galim, and there were waves, and the Abash and the shore, Eitzim, Parachim, there were trees that were blossoming with flowers, whatever, and there were sichim yof, beautiful bushes, and harm gevayim uslam, and big mountains, and boulders and rocks, cool. Shemayim behirim, and the sky was so bright, v'anonim, and there were clouds, tzipari knaf, v'balichayim, and the birds and different animals. But when he looked at it, and he was nispal, he saw the whole thing, the klolis. And he was nispal from the whole picture. But since that's how ri'iyah, her eyesight, works. A few years ago, learning in Indian a little bit of ri'iyah and shmiyah. This is how ri'iyah works. He klolus umechila v'kelelus. It's general and it contains much. And it brings all of that together into one picture. Al-Kain, Chibru Kol HaPratim, Chavru Kol HaPratim, HaPeritim, L'mohusach, all of the ingredients joined together to form one mohus. If it's that person, it's that person that you're talking about. The home, or the view. Mirageshes and Romemes, and person looking at it, this beautiful view, it feels very inspired. Brahm, however, koyach hashmiya, the koyach of listening, of hearing, is different. Koyach hashmiya is mevate klitas prat achar prat. When it comes to listening, you can only hear one thing at a time. Hearing, listen. When you hear something, you hear one thing, and then you hear another thing, and you hear another thing. You can't hear different things together. Trei kolot haklal lo mishtamei. Two voices cannot be heard simultaneously. If the two voices are singing together in harmony, it's a sound. It's one sound. But if two people are talking to you in this, and they're talking to you at the same time, you can't trei kolot mishtamei. It's good. You don't hear anything. Because the nature of hearing is the koach of bina. And bina means separating, dividing, individuating, classifying, and categorizing. That's the koach hashmiya. Ein bekoilos, ein shtei koilos, nishmaim kachas bozne ha'adam. Two koilos, two sounds, two voices can't be heard simultaneously. Ubehayos and yachta v'yigru mizeh mizeh. And if they're together, then one's detracting from the other. I can't hear what? Because it's coming together. Shir v'sicha ki yavo b'tzavta el hashmiya. If you have different sounds or people talking together, when it comes to the ears, yichol l'rash, it just comes as noise. That's it. V'sulay, nothing else. It's just noise. That's all you hear is noise. Kedei l'shmoa, yesh l'hafrid prat mireyu. In order to hear, you must use bina. To hear, you have to divide, separate the sounds. Lahavin kol dovra oifnav, to understand each thing, to listen and to understand each thing separately. Uliyashram zahazeh, each one, to be settled one after the other. Ka'amur, shtei kaiches elu, hinam kaiches akayamim ba'olam. These two kaiches are two kaiches that Hashem created with creation, the two spheres of Chochmah and Bina. Shnei darchei hanhage, These are two ways of conducting all reality, all creation. Shehetzel Hashem is Baruch Hu Manik Rishus L'Nevroh L'Schaber Lev. And Hashem is Baruch Hu has given Rishus to us. He's given Chochmah and Bina to us as Kalim. L'Schaber Lev, to connect to them. U'L'Smazeg Be'echad Mehem, and to fuse and to be joined with them. Just like we have in the world, a musik, a karech that Hashem created called chesed, shukarech elyon, which is a very great karech elyon, mida yisaidis bebriya, which is a basic mida in creation, v'yesh biad kol echad lifar chesed la'ayroi, and because Hashem used that to create the world, and He's given us that karech of chesed, we can use chesed and be ma'ayra chesed in our lives. K'may chayim gvura, and so it is with gvura, v'shamidis. Kach yesh ba'olam karchus chachma u'bina. So too, there are karchus of chachma and bina. Darchei hanhage, sheyesh be'efsharus lunik behem b'liyas nef'olam mehem. Ways to live and to be mispoil in our lives. K'may b'moshul. Just as in the moshul, Hachochma yesh bo koach lahair es ayur hayrishin vaklali. Chochma is that ability to generate that first light, that first flash of understanding, which is general. It hasn't in everything. El toich habina, and the chochma has the ability to shine its bright, powerful, general light into the next level, which is Bina. Ligroim shekol ha-protim ha-nispardim yumu'orim bo'ar klalius. So that every single one of the protim, every single detail, will be shining with the light, with the excitement, with the life, and the beauty of the klal. We were learning about that in the Ayurus HaTorah. How every single detail of halacha, those of you who are learning our style, know how every single prat in halacha, when it's learned properly, each and every tiny little detail in halacha in Torah is filled with the light of the klal, of chachma. In other words, it's not that there's chachma and then bina. Bina is the outgrowth of chachma. But the point is, how in the state of Bina, and then further on, every single prat in Bina contains within it the tachlis, the excitement, and the wholeness of the bigger picture. I'm also using the example that Rav Kluger gave, the example of the grandson that wants to make a Sefer Torah, to have a Sefer Torah for his grandfather. So that could take a year, two, 3 years. It could take time. And there are many, many details that are involved in planning that. The tachlis is that during the planning stages and during the work that goes into making phone calls or stopping by relatives to try to raise the money, not to get lost in the pratim, not to despair and become dejected because you feel that you're surrounded by millions of pratim. The tachlis is that while you're busy with the pratim, you remain inspired and connected to the chachma shebedavar, to the koach of ma, to the big picture, to the big picture. We were talking about that this morning. The person should remember, l'fnei mi'ata omel. When you're davening, you could say thousands of words, but you forget who you're talking to. It's not, you forget what davening is. And you have a big fat seder with a million explanations and commentaries, and people, see, they daven already holding the blackberries, which is a big suffering in halacha, by the way, whether you could do that. I'm super whether you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to hold something expensive while you're davening. In your hand. I don't know how people, maybe they have an explanation why they're allowed to do that. I don't know why you're allowed to daven holding a computer in your hand. But anyway, You could have all of these pirushim, all of these things. The only thing that's missing is the you don't remember who you're talking to. You don't think about who you're talking to. So here you are a bina. You're in a bina state. You're analyzing, and so on. But you become disconnected from chachma. We talk about this all the time. We've learned this sugya over and over. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is that each piece be filled with the light of the entire picture. It's a very big avaida. It's a very big avaida in everything that we do, in being a parent. When a person is sitting there and he is exhausted. When I was leaving the house not to come, so my daughter said, Daddy, you have like 2 to 3 hours, I need to do Kishon Aruch tonight. So something with the notes, they got lost or something, and we have to go over the whole semester in Kishon Aruch together. I said, 2, 3 hours? I mean, you know, I'm proud that she's learning, but I had a different idea of how to spend the time, like, you know, but so she said, well, maybe we could try like 2, 1.5 hours. She's always getting scared. 1.5 hours, 1.5 hours maybe. So okay, work on it, get started, try to get to work on it. So when you're sitting there, and that's a pleasant thing to learn with a child, but when you're sitting there on just a regular day in kid's life, and you're Isaac with something with the child, whether it's tying a shoelace or helping with homework, or trying to give a little encouragement, you know, when there's a friend that wasn't so nice to her or something like that. So if those moments are not connected to the bigger picture of this child and having this child and the feeling that you have for the child and what that means, so then those details can become very, very tiring. And they do. It's hard. It's the biggest avoda. The separation between Chachma and Bin is the tragedy of our lives. That's the tragedy of our lives. And you see that in society, Bechlal, how this is going on. When you go to a doctor and you say, you know, doctor, what's wrong? I have a headache. And the doctor looks at you have to go to an ear guy, an ear, nose, and throat guy. So you go to an ear, nose, and throat guy. And he looks, he says, no, you got to go to an inner ear guy. There's such a thing? Yeah. It's an old friend of mine. He's in Manhattan. Okay. And each time it gets more expensive. Then you go to the inner ear guy. So he says, no, you have to go to the inner. Because I'm only Isaac in the... So I didn't have the ear, but I had to go for something. The doctor. There's similar things he said. Okay, looks like this, like that. But if it's still bothering you, so then there's somewhere that I know that he's. So I said, but that's why I came to you. You have to go to someone else. Everybody said you're a mumche. He said no, but there's a certain mumche. There's this Chinese guy in Manhattan, as he told me, that he's a Welts mumche. Okay, so I was someone who told me I wanted to come straight to the Chinese guy. I would have to go to him. This is like, you know, so I'll go straight there. No, there's a certain seder you have to go. First to the smaller maven, then to the bigger maven, and things like that. And that's how everything is happening now. Everything's happening now with school. And with everything is going into this very departmentalized, right? Mm-hmm. Everything is tinier and tinier and tinier. It's a pachet. And that's what's going on. All of this, of course, is not a little bit upset, but it's all going to be swept together in unbelievable in the aura of Mashiach. But the whole way of society now is to go prote, prote, prote. Where when we were growing up, there was always as kids we went, or maybe you could have been helpful, but the doctor was always like just a regular, you know, he didn't have any particular, he didn't have after his name like 14 different Rosh Tevis. And now you go to somebody, he's got so many different Rosh Tevis. You don't know what they even stand for. My daughter was telling me that some of his late sons, I forgot what the Rosh Tevis, there's a Yeah. There's a certain therapist in town who doesn't have a degree yet. So the Rosh Tevis after his name is the Rosh Tevis of preparing for dissertation, something like that, preparing for doctorate, PhD. And it just says his name, and it says PhD, and people probably think, ooh, yeah, PhD. And he tells his friend, this guy, he's got a PhD. Yeah? Ooh. Oh, everybody's going PhD. So Moshe Tevis, it means he didn't do it yet. He didn't take the test or anything, whatever. He didn't write his paper. But my daughter told me there's such a mitzvah like that. There's a person in the neighborhood that has a thing like that. And that's what the Rosh Tevis saw. It doesn't mean, it's something a therapist. It's not really, it doesn't, it's a hachana or something, but it says Rosh Tevis. And then you have, people, you see after the names, there's so many Rosh Tevis, different letters. And each letter is supposed to say that he's in that Inyan, he was Mavarus, another Inyan more to Mavarus, one particular Inyan to there's only one Inyan that you could ask this person. And he still has a panosa, there's only one Inyan. Like he's an expert, you know, like in bowling, but only the eighth pin, and only in the ninth frame. That's what the whole world is like now. And you have to talk to him. If you want to work on that eighth pin, because it's tough, it's a little bit behind, if you want to work on that, then you got to talk to this guy. The guy is in Topeka. If you want to talk to him, you got to make an appointment. You see, he makes a panos like that? Yeah, we can talk to him. He's busy day and night. Everybody, if you have to knock down all the pins, the eighth pin is one of them. And everybody goes to this guy over there in Kansas. You got to talk to him. I mean, it's like Sonus, but this is the world is becoming like this. It's crazy. But what happens is that that avoid of the eighth pin becomes separated from the other pins and doesn't understand and doesn't see the shaykhis and what and who and where. And no one accepts responsibility for the ninth pin and the tenth pin. To be honest. Shalom alay nafshi. I don't have to worry about any other pin. I have to worry about this pin. And that's how the world has been moving away. From Chachma. From Kulam v'Chachma Asisa. The Tachlis is to come together. Ligram Shakol ha-pratim ha-mispardim yumu'arim b'or ha-klalius. Hashem made it in such a way that each and every prat, each and every detail can be filled with the light of the whole picture. So that when you go down, let's say you look, you're at the Grand Canyon, whoo, and you see this the Grand Canyon. I never saw, but people tell me it's unbelievable to see. So you look at the Grand Canyon, Chispailus, that Hashem Zibach made such a thing. And then you're there for already, you're hiking, and you're able to pick up a rock on the ground, and you're able to look at this rock and to appreciate this rock as part of the Grand Canyon. And to have a spilus from this rock, that's what's going to be Mashiach comes. To have a spilus from that rock, which is a part of the klal of the Grand Canyon. However, a person who just goes into Bina, the Chaser es HaChachma, and he's missing, now he thinks he's graduated. He's graduated from the Grand Canyon, and now he's just going to work on the rocks of the Grand Canyon. That's Chaval. The Chaser es HaChachma, so then what happens to that person, as we learned and we spoke of many times, Noise Bepratim, he's stuck just with lots of details. This is how many of the kids are feeling in yeshiva. And many of us grew up feeling this way. Just with lots of details. The next is or hamakif, or meichel akol, but without the light that surrounds and includes everything. Lots of details, lots of words, but without God, without Davin, without Hashem. Lots of halachas, and lots of blat gemara, but without Torah, without Torah, without Har Sinai. That's Bina without Chachma. Dalet. Helchei ha-yomim hi-idim. Afheim, the passage of days and the passage of time, bears testimony. Alis labshus kaychas achochem v'abina, b'mitzias aniglis la'ayim. Even if we look at time, we just look at time. The time passes. We could see how these kaychas of chachem and bina are mislabesh, are enclosed in time. What's that? How do we see this? The Yemayis Hachol, during the days of the week, Nikeris Yoyse HaBina. During the days of the week, we connect more to Bina. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, each day, people have day planner, right? These things, and has in it, or well, they probably do this now on the computer, but it has in it 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and the person. During the 6 days of the week, that person is very, very much in a bina state. Or she is kabel min haShabbos. Shabbos is chachma, and that light of Shabbos that we received on Shabbos, and the light of Shabbos that is supposed to and can fill every moment of the 6 days. That's what we're learning in. In the Shabbos, in the Rosh of the Shabbos Shirim, it can, but it's very, very hard. Ha'or sheskal min haShabbos mislabish b'protim harabim shemisaskim b'hem kol haShavua. The light of Shabbos is mislabish in all the details of the 6 days of the week. But Shabbos is the makar. Shabbos is the whole picture. Shabbos is the view. Shabbos is the view. And then the 6 days of the week are the racks and the trees and that's the 6 days of the week. Or she is kalim and a Shabbos masabish b'protim harab she masaskim on kol haShavu. Ach b'Shabbos kodesh mi'ira ba'olam nekudas hachochma. Shabbos is the nekudas hachochma. That's what we spoke about that many times. That's when davening, we say by davening, hakol yaducha, hakol yiramucha. Hakol yoimu ein kadosh. Everything on Shabbos, hakol. V'chadoy b'kras kala, kala's hakol. Everything's hakol. Why we're doing all this stuff is Shabbos. It's chachma. Shabbos is to remember l'smimia ta'omel. What's the tachlis? That's Shabbos. It's seif ma'aseh, machshava t'chila. The machshava t'chila of life, of what we're doing. That's Shabbos. So on Shabbos, there's Me'ir Ba'olam Nekudas HaChochma. Koach HaShem Yishbarach Ba'olam. The Koach of HaShem in the world. Shleimus HaKlolis HaBriya. The Shleimus, the perfection on Shabbos is a taste of that. Of the whole scene, of the whole view, of the Grand Canyon. That's Shabbos. The Shleimus Nekloliyus of the picture of the Bria of Hakol, that's Shabbos. Ha'odam on Shabbos, Odam Mirapim HaPratim. On Shabbos, a person, let's go of the Pratim. Shabbos, a person on Shabbos, it is not the Pratim. Kfi she'omer l'chazal. On Shabbos you let go of all of those pratim of the 6 days of the week. The planning, the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. All of the people, the phone calls and this and that and the emails and ideas and plans. All of that, all of those pratim, 6 days of the week. That's all vachadik. Shabbos, a person comes to Chachma. And therefore, it's Kilu Kamalach to Chasui, like we're learning. Nezi is saw in the Maimah that we're doing Erev Shabbos. Therefore, a person on Shabbos has to come into Shabbos with everything is finished. Everything's finished. Va'afilu Malach to Ruchanis, Kedekos of Esfar Makdash. And even in Ruchnius, so we're learning from the Chedush Arim on Erev Shabbos. U'botalel Or Han Hagas Hashem Isbarach. And on Shabbos, a person becomes bottle. He surrenders, he gives up all of these details, he lets go of all of these things, and he gives himself over to the big Hanhagis Hashem of Hashem Mizbach, running the world. Dimine Mizbach and Kal Shisa Yomen, and from this, all the 6 days of the week, draw their blessing, draw their kaiches. And that's the tachlis, is that each day, the 6 days of the week, should be filled with the light of Shabbos. Even though when we look at it with our eyes, we don't see that. It looks like this. It looks like we came into Shabbos and there's a lot of stuff that's not finished. It doesn't mean come along with chesuya. It's not. I'm not finished. There's a lot of stuff I didn't do yet. Kilo nikah shaham alocha asuya umushlemes. It doesn't look like the job is finished. Like everything is perfect on Shabbos. You left work out of Shabbos, you left things that were unfinished. A lot of things that are not... that Kilonikim shamalocha suyim shlemes. Bram, however, hayruhu l'roimim es hamabat. We've been taught to lift up our... eyes. The 6 days of the week is Bina, and Bina is listening. Listening is a million details. This, and this, and this, and this, and this. Shabbos, the Baruch Shalom says, must speak, Su'umirai Menechem, U'umi Bara Eila. To lift up your eyes, and to look at the Grand Canyon. To look at the whole view. That's what Shabbos is. To look at the whole picture. El Sherish HaMetzius, to the root of existence. El Koyach Hashem Yisbaruch HaMechayis Yibriya. To see the Koyach, to see the Koyach of Hashem that's perfect. It's Mechayis Yibriya. And it gives life to all existence. You know, every single thing that you're going through during the week is all a lukus. It's all nisyonis to bring you to the nitzchias of Dveikus to Hashem. You see the bigger picture. Me'al u'me'ever ma'shenir la'ayin ha'gashmiz. Higher and beyond what's seen by the eye, the physical eye. Nis'al ha'olam ha'bechira el ha'yediyah. It's a very big inyan. I'm not going to go into this now. We're going to talk about it a lot in the Shabbos Shiur. On Shabbos, a person rises, he ascends from the level of choice to the level of knowing. The 6 days of the week, the 6 days of Bina. Bina always means deciding. Because Bina means Maven Dover Mitach Dover, Ben Dom Ladam, Ben Din Ladin means distinguishing, separating, sorting, it means choosing. Bina means choosing. And that's Bechira. And during the 6 days of the week we're busy. That's why you have the Melacha of Bairer, sorting. This I want, this I don't want. This is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. That's the 6 days of the week. Shabbos is not Bechir, Shabbos is Yediyah. Shabbos is when everything comes together, even though you might not be able to explain the individual details, but you know that this is the way it's supposed to be. And Yediyah means connecting to Hashem's knowledge, that this is how it has to be. And on Shabbos, a person comes to a madrega of Yichud Ilah, of that higher Yichud, where he's able to taste of that reality that's higher than any of the choices that I make. That there's something that Hashem Baruch is feeling in the world that's higher than my decisions of good and bad, right and wrong. There's something bigger than that. And then Hashem is leading me along a certain path. And that I have to come to that place. And I could go screaming and kicking, I could go happy, but I'm going to get there. It's not Bechir anymore. Shabbos is Yediyah. It's not a matter of philosophy. And whoever has a kash on that doesn't get it. I mean, a kash on this means that you don't get it. And I'm not saying that to intimidate anybody from asking a kash. I'm saying this is the truth. It doesn't mean they're on that madrega. But if there's a kasha on it, it means that you don't get it. a derech marshal in a relationship, if there is a certainty, as much as there could be with human beings, obviously it's only a marshal, because human beings are fickle. But in a relationship, if there's a certainty of love, if there's a deep connection and a certainty of love, and there's this great, great emotion of connection and of love, and one of the persons, one says to the other one, could you explain to me in one paragraph, or 200 words or less, why do you care for me? What is it about me that you like? So then you've descended from yidiya, from knowing, to bechira, from chachma to bina, which is chaval. And the difference between Shabbos and the week is that the week is why and how come and how does this work and what if it wasn't like this? That's the 6 days of the week. And that's the malacha. The hard work of the 6 days is not just physical work. It's the work of sorting out, of separating, of bina. Shabbos is yidiya. Shabbos is, that's how it is. I have to tell you. And let's say I don't have five reasons that I could give you. So therefore we're going to separate. No, because you know and I know that this is the way it has to be. What about the Bechir? Say that. Could talk about it. Stam, if you want to talk about it. But that's not the basis of the relationship. The basis of the relationship is Yediyah. We're going to learn a lot about this in Mishnah Shabbos. But that's where Shabbos takes a person, to a world of Yediyah. The question of, well, what do you mean? How could God know when I still have free choice? That kash is not a kasha. And if a person asks that kasha, it means he doesn't get it. It's not a kasha. That's what the Rambam is saying. It's not a kasha. During the week it might be a kasha, but when a person has Shabbos, then if he lives Shabbos, it's not a kasha. The darga zu achen akol noch v'osu imushlam. And Emes is on Shabbos. There is no longer machloikis. There's no longer reasons and choices. There's no longer separating and filtering and figuring out. That's the menucha of Shabbos. The menucha of knowing. The menucha of das, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem. That's the menucha of Shabbos. Because everybody knows that it's much, much harder to live with sveikis, with doubts, than it is to live with schlepping some heavy boards across a backyard or at some factory. It's not so hard. A person's healthy, he can schlep. But when you have to, in your mind, when you're torn, when your brain's being torn apart by decisions, and not knowing, and sveikis, and yes, and no, and right, and wrong, That's the hardest malacha. That's much harder work than schlepping. Any person that's in the sugya of that malacha knows that when you're going someplace and you see a nice sweet little laborer and he's just working on some construction site and he's schlepping some things and telling some jokes to the buddies and he's carrying some stuff even though it's hard labor. And you don't want to do that because you don't feel that you have the physical kaiches to do that, or you wouldn't get paid enough money if you did that, because we didn't understand. We have to tell people to build buildings. We don't do that. We have other people build them. But inside a person, inside the heart, there's this little bit of a jealousy that, that would take to be machaya. I often think about that. That what that must be like. You just carry stuff, and then you do things, and you knock, and you knock, and you hark, and you pick up, and then. And you go and you eat and you go home and you're done. None of the bricks call you up at night. They ask you, how come you didn't put me in right? I feel like I'm crooked. No, huh?
The customer calls
me in. No, not these guys. He calls the boss. Ah, and the boss yells at them the next day, and they laugh a little bit and have another drink. But it's not like you get the brick calls and says, I feel that you've made me crooked. I feel crooked. And you're the only one in the world that could straighten me out. They don't have that, these guys. It's good. These guys, they go to sleep, Masukah, Shina, Sa'ovet, Ah, Machaya. Machaya. They get up the next day, guy, they go to the work site, that's it. But if a person's in the parasha of Birurim, of Bina, if you're in that parasha of Bina, so it's hard. Yosef Das, Yosef Machayv. That's the hardest malach in the world. The malach of the 6 days of the week. It's not the lifting things and carrying things. And whoever learns the Pnimiyas of the Lamtes Malachas knows that it's not just about lifting and carrying and schlepping. It's something, it's that, but much, much more. The malachas of Shabbos. And on Shabbos, Menucha. Shabbos Menucha. And we're going to learn that there are even tzaddikim that said that on Shabbos the ik is not to be Isaac until pulling their eyes. Not to be Isaac until pulling and learning. To be Isaac and learning. In the bigger picture. That's the emphasis of learning. Achenim says a Shabbos. When Shabbos ends, on page 33, second paragraph, Achenim says a Shabbos. Shav Yehudi. When Shabbos ends, the Yid goes back to all the details with a weary heart, and he feels like his strength begins to, he begins to get weak, just at the thought of it. Karach haChochma, Shalagoli v'nika b'shiv Shabbos Kodesh. That Karach haChochma, that's so exciting and so beautiful. That you felt on Shabbos, Nis'ala, it returns above. And then Nis'ala Me'ima, you feel that it's gone. And the phone rings, and then this happens, and you have to go here, you have to do that. And you take out again your thing to look where it have to be, and then at 9 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock, and this and that, and that's just the chitzonius of it, and the pnimius of what's not. Of what's chaser, of what's chaser. Of everything that's wrong and everything that's missing. And then, Shabbos is to take that light of Shabbos to somehow, to shine it into the 6 days of the week. That's what we're talking about. We'll learn also much more about that. So that from the chachma, to shine the chachma into the bina. So that when the grandson is working on the Sefer Torah for the grandfather, he doesn't become disillusioned and dejected when there are some problems along the way and in the difficulties along the way of getting that thing done and going to collect the money and getting and having the Sefer disappeared for a month or something, and they already planned Achnas Sefer Torah and you don't know what happened to the Sefer, and you know all things that happen in life. Because in the Bina, there's still the Chachma. Rakach yuchal lichyos is bechinas hachachma, b'soich koyach habina hagoli b'maisachal. To try somehow to hold on to the koyach of chachma, that the koyach of chachma should somehow stay alive. It's not going to be obviously as strong, but to stay alive during the week of bina. Kizad avabar. It's clear. Shabina klula gami chachma, that all of the midas include one with the other, and therefore, Bina consists of Chachma as well. Al pi erkav, Chachma klul gami Bina. Chachma has Bina. Bina has Chachma. Kishem shemidis achesed klul mikol amidis hanefalos al piyah. Everybody knows that even by Sfir Seimer, chesed shebechesed, negurus shebechesed, and so on. L'kol mida yesh es nekudas ha'atzmis. Each mida has its nekuda atzmis. Its essential nekuda. That's chesed. But then in Chesed there's Gvur, Tferes, and so on. Hamafila is Kol Hadargeis HaKlulimba. And that Nekuda HaAtzmis activates all of the sub-Dargeis, the sub-Midas, within the Etzem of that Midas. In Cain, Gambi Yemais HaChol, Therefore, even during the days of the week, sheyesh bam yoyse gilu shel bina, it's more, during the days of the week, it's more a gilu of bina. Yuchal Yehudi les alois al bechinas chachma. Since there's the ever-present chachma, chachma's there. And every molecule of bina is chachma. But you have to want that, and you have to work on that, and you have to try to connect to that. Kamesha kosev tamal chachma bechinas Shabbos. And that's why the Zohar says that a tamal chachma is Shabbos. Because a tamal chachma, and that's why it's called Talmud Chacham, as he says in a second, not Talmud Bina, Talmud Chacham. V'kamayichem, b'yesev b'shabes b'dagas Chachma, yesh v'ochaz adayim b'nekudas ha'bina sh'b'chachma teram ba al roim ha'chachma sh'b'chachma. All of these madregas, if the Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos, because even during the Bina, even during the Talmud Bina, the Talmud Chacham, the ideal Talmud Chacham, never ever loses track of the Chachma. Never ever loses track of the Chachma. There's no, and we'll go into that next week. Every little detail of Bina that's thrown his way, the true Talmud Chacham sees from the bigger picture of Kol HaTorah Kula. Not just, like you have some people that they learn a little bit and they answer, again, like the guy that's the expert of the inner ear. So you have the guy that's he learned this halachas and he's an expert in this particular din. But a true Talmud Chacham, a Rav Moshe, a Shlomo Zalman, every single detail, that whenever you went to any detail to them, was all part of the vastness of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what we're learning in Aras HaTorah. It's all Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not just this little detail in Hilchos Ribbis. It's Kol HaTorah Kula. And it's not just Kol HaTorah. It's the entirety of the person who's asking the question. And who is that person? And where does that person come from? And what's he going through? And how to understand the halach in light of how it applies to this particular person. For this person, you might have to be mekel. If you can be mekel, the Talmud Chacham knows that if there's room to be mekel, I should be mekel with this person. Not just to say, oh, I'm sorry, that's not. It could be that there's room in halach to be mekel with this person. He's going through a certain inyan. He needs that. Can you help him with that? If you can't, you can't. But if you can, you have to see the entirety of the picture. That's a true Talmud Chacham. That's what it means to be a Talmud of Chacham. And Shem will continue next. Thank you.